Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. We're off-centered today because we're going to be breaking out the whiteboard. Ah, yes. And the reason we're doing this is today we've got a topic that, you know, normally I think the average YouTube channel couldn't pull this off, but I think my viewers are smart enough to follow along. A rather tricky question, and it's this. How long is a five-year warranty good for? In other words, how long can you count on being able to enforce a five-year warranty? Is it 5 years? I'm telling you right now, it's a trick question because the answer is not as straightforward as you might think. So we'll use the whiteboard. We'll use my magic markers. And I know they're not actually magic markers. These are actually Expo low odor dry erase chisels. I'm not making that up. I assume that's a reference to the shape of the point. But here's the thing. You see people advertise products. Businesses advertise products. And it'll have a one-year warranty, or a three-year warranty, or a four-year warranty, or a lifetime warranty, or a 100-year warranty. One of my favorite companies out there is a place called Saddleback Leather, and I bought a briefcase from them, and it's one of the nicest things I've ever bought in my life, right up there with the Breitling watch. And their advertisement, I believe, says it's got a 100-year warranty on it. And now, as an attorney, I can tell you there's an issue there, and the warranty is not as straightforward as you might think. So let me read to you the language that I pulled out of a warranty booklet that I've got in my possession. And I'm going to emphasize some words, but not tell you why I'm emphasizing them just yet. But the manufacturer says that if you bring the vehicle to the authorized manufacturer's dealership, they will, without charge, repair, replace, or adjust all parts on your vehicle that malfunction or failed during normal use during the applicable coverage period, due to a manufacturing defect in factory-supplied materials or factory workmanship. And elsewhere it says that the manufacturer provides a new vehicle limited warranty only to remedy manufacturing defects that result in vehicle part malfunction or failure during the warranty period. Okay? Now you may say, Steve, there's nothing unusual there. That sounds pretty straightforward and pretty random. And I say, okay, yes, it does. You're right. It's a pretty common language that they've used there for the warranty. So the first question I have is, who erased this board last? And the answer is obviously I did, because I'm the only person who has access to it. But I should have done that before we started, but it's too late now. So you buy something, and I'm going to draw a timeline. And the timeline starts here at moment zero, okay? So the timeline goes like this and travels on into eternity while time keeps on slipping into the future. So what we're going to do here is we're going to designate that there are years. Okay, these are years. So you bought your vehicle at this moment in time. And so there's year one, year two, year three, year four. And let's take it out to five. Okay, you got a five-year warranty on a product that you've bought. Okay, so this is the warranty timeline. And there you go. And so you bought a product that came with a manufacturer's express warranty, and they've told you that this warranty is good for 5 years from the date of your purchase. That is your, this is the one from this company. So we'll call this company Acme, okay? You bought yourself a rocket sled because there is a bird that's been vexing you for some time. So you bought this Acme rocket sled, and it's got a five-year warranty on it. So now the trick question, like I said, let's get back to, is how long is your warranty good for? For how long is your warranty good for the English majors? And you'd say, well, Steve, it's a five-year warranty, so I assume that if it starts at the time I bought the thing, the rocket sled, and let's suppose it's 4.5 years in with our rocket sled, the rocket sled exhibits a catastrophic failure at the 4.5 year mark, okay? And so there's a failure. And I don't think I need to tell you, but when your rocket sled fails catastrophically, it usually involves you being launched into the side of a cliff, comically, or off the edge of a cliff, comically. And some people would suggest that the rocket sled's owner manual ought to actually say something to the effect of, do not use near, on, or about cliffs, but they haven't excluded that. So you used a rocket sled as you anticipated 4.5 years in, and you had a catastrophic failure. So you returned your rocket sled to Acme and the remains of it and said, hey, my rocket sled failed. catastrophically, and I believe it was due to a manufacturing defect in a factory-supplied material or possibly factory workmanship. But there's no question in my mind that I was doing everything right. I maintained it properly, did all the maintenance, oil changes, and whatever else you have to do for a rocket sled. But of course, the problem is that it failed. So now I bring my rocket sled into the Acme dealership, a local authorized Acme dealer, and I say, I want you to fix my sled. And they come back out and they go, here's the problem. Rather than fighting the technicalities, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to help you. Go away. So let's assume for a moment that they actually did that. They actually said at 4.5 years, go away. And you say, well, why are you denying my claim? Are you denying my claim because of, misuse, abuse, neglect? Is there something in the owner's manual that says if I run it into a cliff, it voids the warranty? They go, no, just get out of here. We've decided that we're not going to honor your warranty because it's 4.5 years after you bought it. We decided you're too late. Okay? So now, the first thing that most people are thinking is they go, wait a second, Steve. There's no question that the warranty is good for 5 years. They've denied a warranty claim at 4.5. And for the purposes of our discussion, and I get to do this because I'm the one with the whiteboard, but for the purposes of our discussion, we'll assume that that warranty claim is good, okay? Meaning that they do not have a defense to it with respect to anything in the warranty booklet itself. So you read the warranty booklet, it'll say, we can deny a warranty claim that you try to make if you failed to maintain the product, if you've used the product inappropriately, you've damaged the product, modified the product, altered the product, anything you've done to the product, we can deny a claim for that. So let's assume that the warranty is good. You had a failure, and it happened at 4.5 years. So now I'm a lawyer, and the old saying goes that, you know, when you're walking around with a hammer in your hand, the entire world looks like a nail. So I'm assuming most of you right now are saying, well, Steve, the obvious answer is we hire you to sue Acme for breach of warranty because the warranty is not expired, right? We can do that, can't we? Well, here's the thing. As I pointed out to you before, all laws are written down someplace, and the warranty laws in most states are embodied in the Uniform Commercial Code as adopted by your state. So in Michigan, the Uniform Commercial Code has been adopted at MCL 440.1101, and the statute of limitations is the problem, okay? So 440.2725 says that an argument can be made that any time you file a cause of action involving a breach of warranty, you must file it within 4 years. See, now I can actually be quiet because you're trying to read along with my really cool handwriting. And so what I've written there, of course, is statute of limitations, 4 years. And let me read to you. 440.2725, an action for breach, a lawsuit, must be commenced within 4 years after the cause of action has accrued. So you go, well, wait a second, Steve. Didn't the cause of action accrue at 4.5 years? Because that's when the thing broke, the rocket sled. And I'd say, well, Steve, you know, I would agree with you on that, except that subsection 2 says a cause of action accrues when the breach occurs, and a breach of warranty occurs when tender of delivery is made. They're not saying it occurs here. They're saying it actually occurs here. The breach occurred the moment that they delivered the rocket sled to you. And you say, wait, how is that possible? Well, remember the language that I said at the beginning was actually important? They're not warranting that the rocket sled is in perfect condition. In fact, the warranty that I just read to you has a sentence that says, this warranty does not mean that the manufacturer warrants the vehicle to be defect-free. It says that we will, without charge, repair, replace, or adjust parts on your vehicle that malfunction or fail during normal years use, during the applicable coverage period, due to a manufacturing defect in factory-supplied materials or factory workmanship. In other words, they're saying that anything that fails out here has to have been caused by something that happened back here. And you say, but this is still nonsensical. And by the way, I agree with you, it's nonsensical. Because if you believe that the statute of limitations is 4 years from here to here, and I have a 5-year warranty, We are now going to render anything past 4 years as unenforceable. So from here out becomes unenforceable. Okay? And so following this crazy logic, a 5-year warranty is no better than a 4-year warranty. A 7-year warranty is likewise only a 4-year warranty. A lifetime warranty is 4 years. And you go, wait a second, see, that you're missing, you must be leaving something out. I am, but let me explain. A breach of warranty occurs when tender of delivery is made, except that where a warranty explicitly extends to future performance. Okay, except that where a warranty explicitly extends to future performance. And so you say, well, wait, Steve, though, if they've given me a 5-year warranty and said during the entire 5 years, including the 5th year, they're warranting that they'll fix these things. So therefore, it must be future performance because we're talking about what's going to happen 5 years down the road, right? Except that their own warranty says we'll cover stuff that is due to a manufacturing defect in factory supplied materials or factory workmanship. They are explicitly limiting themselves to claims that could have been made on day one if you'd done a good examination of the product. In other words, if the product fails and it manifests itself 4.5 years, whatever failed here in theory existed at the moment of delivery. And this language in the manual is not accidental. They did this on purpose. And you want to know one of the reasons I know why? I've sued car manufacturers before who had failures outside of the 4-year warranty period or whatever it is, anything beyond 4 years. And I've had them come into court and say, statute of limitations, you blew your chance. You should have filed before 4 years was up. So the weird thing is that this is in fact the law. And you'd say, but Steve, this is one of those situations where most non-attorneys go, that cannot be how the law was intended. The law could not be intended to say, I can sell you a 5-year warranty, but stop honoring it 4 years simply because you can't force me to enforce it because of the statute of limitations problem. And of course, statute of limitations here is something that the courts apply, not the dealerships. And I can tell you that I've had on many occasions an attorney for the manufacturers come into court and say, Your Honor, they filed the lawsuit after 4.5 years or 5 years or 6 years, but they filed it past the drop dead date at 4. And anything filed past 4 becomes what we'd call a drop dead date, which is not a term of art, but it's something you may have heard before. And they'd say that this 4-year line, everything on this side would be filed and good. Anything on this side would be filed bad and would be out as far as the cause of action goes. Okay? So now, here's the thing. I've made this argument to a judge before and said, Your Honor, there's no way that you could actually expect a consumer to file a lawsuit at 3 years, 364 days, and file it right here because something's going to fail here. That would require the person to be either, you know, a time traveler or some kind of clairvoyant or mystic who can divine things that are wrong with vehicles, like a car whisperer. And there's no way, this has got to be contrary to public policy or something. Otherwise, it'd be deceptive and wrong. And I've had judges say, you know, something, I agree with that. They market the cars. They say the cars have this 5-year, 6-year, 7-year, whatever the warranty is, beyond 4 years. And by having that warranty that goes beyond 4 years, they're benefiting from that. And the only way to make this fair is to say, okay, that's going to be enforceable. We're going to allow that to be enforceable. And I've likewise had courts say, you know something? The law is the law. If you don't like it, Mr. Leto, go to Lansing and see if you can get it changed. And amazingly for the attorneys in the audience who still don't believe me, because I know there's a couple, you can look this up, and this is divided case law across these 50 great states of ours and elsewhere, because some states have said a warranty that extends into the future and says we'll fix your car 5 years from now does extend to future performance. And other states say, no, if the warranty specifically says it covers manufacturing defects or factory workmanship, it starts running here and it expires here regardless of what the rest of the warranty says. So I'm merely laying this out there for you because I recognize that many of the people in my audience are not from Michigan. And they're going to say, Steve, what's the law in my state? I don't know. I can tell you that I briefed this issue a few years ago for the Court of Appeals. And I actually found that across the states, it's about a 50-50 split, where half the states go one way, half the states go the other way. And there are some absurd examples where somebody would buy a, one of them I believe was a water heater. And I'll say it that way so as not to trigger too many people with one episode. But it was a water heater with a 10-year warranty on it, 10-year guarantee. And it blew up at 5 or 6 years. And they went into court and the defense said, no, you can't sue us beyond 4. And then the question then becomes, well, what is the other 6 years? And they're like, I don't know, sales puffery, I guess, because it's not enforceable as a matter of law. So again, here's the thing. They can give you a warranty as long as they want. And they might honor that warranty as long as they want. But the problem happens is when they stop honoring the warranty or they fail to, like, let's just say that you keep bringing it back in year 5 and 6 and it's a 7-year warranty. And they say, look, we've tried everything. We can't fix it. You file the lawsuit and the attorneys are going to come in and go, oh, guess what? Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, you're out of luck. And that's what they'll do. So the trick question is, how long is a lifetime warranty good for? Absolutely, 4 years. Beyond that, depends on the state you're in. 5-year warranty, probably 4 years, possibly 5, depends on the state you're in. You know, so 100-year warranty, guaranteed 4 years. Beyond that, depends on what state you're in. So, like I said, it is a trick question. But back to the rocket sled, you want to file the claim, you're going to have to do it within 4 years. And if it fails at 4.5, recognize the fact that you can bring it in for warranty work and they might work on it, they might fix it. But if they can't, you might sue them and you might run into a fancy pants attorney who's going to say, no, you blew the statute of limitations because you filed after the 4-year mark. So I hope that wasn't too confusing, but I hope the whiteboard helped. Questions or comments, as always, though, put them below. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.